Isaiah 53:3. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Hear now a meditation by Reverend James Smith from the Believer's Daily Remembrancer, 1846. Acquainted with grief. Strange acquaintance for the Son of God. The brightness of glory and the express image of the Father's person. But he came into our world on purpose, that he might know by experience all that his people had suffered, yea, all that his people deserved. He had heard of sorrow, he had seen it in others, but he had never felt it himself. He took our nature. He came into our place. He began to suffer as soon as he was born, and he pursued a course of suffering until he died. In the sweat of his brow he ate bread. The reproaches of them that reproached his father fell on him. He became intimate with grief. He knew it in all its varieties, in its depths. No one ever suffered so much, or from so many causes, or so constantly as he. He visited joy occasionally, but he dwelt with grief. It was his companion. Christian, your Lord suffered for you. He suffered like you. He suffered far, far more than you. And now he can sympathize with you. He knows by experience what human nature feels. He knows the effect of grief upon the nerves and the spirits and the temper. He suffered from all quarters, from heaven, earth, and hell, and therefore he is able, he is moved to comfort you in all your sorrows, griefs, and woes. A meditation by James Smith in the Believer's Daily Remembrancer. Reflections on this meditation, written and read by Barbara Coleman. Nobody knows how I really feel. I wish someone else could understand what I'm going through. I am all alone in this suffering, and who can fathom it? These are questions chronically ill folks regularly ask themselves. We yearn to have others in our sphere know what we're experiencing. However, I have found that is impossible. How can I put 30 years of affliction into suitable words? After a while, I stopped trying. That is why this meditation by James Smith is so powerful. He points us to the truth in Scripture that our Savior, Jesus Christ, is acquainted with grief and sorrows of every kind. There is nothing on this earth that Christ is not familiar with. That means the unexpressed, even secret pain you are feeling today does have someone who understands, someone who gets it. That someone is Christ. He is our suffering Savior, intimate with grief. We can lay every burden down before him, confident that he understands, that he truly cares about it, and that he can help you through it. What an immense joy and comfort is available to us here.